DFW Mobile.
David, what are you doing up so early?
Drinking some coffee and looking at the weather report on the television.
It's best to stay inside this afternoon, right?
Gonna be a hot day. Gonna be about 94.
You're off to work today. Hopefully, it won't be too bad. And the name over here is Ken.
Good morning, Ken. I hope you don't have to get out in this weather too much today.
50-50. Most of my outside work is just traveling between buildings on the factory site.
That's good. That way you won't be out in it so much where it's going to, you know, make you so tired and wore out.
You spend a day out in it, and all you want to do is lay back once you get home, right?
Yeah, it'll kind of drain you down and make you want to just lay up and do nothing for a while.
End of today for you.
I'm going to do a little work on my pontoon boat. I'm adding some rod holders and doing a little work on the lights. And just to be a little bit cooler weather, I'm going to take her back to the lake.
Wasn't you getting it welded the other day?
Yes, sir. I got that done. Got the repair done on the transom. It looks a lot better. I think probably what probably caused that was it doesn't have a rod you can put from the boat trailer to the foot of the boat motor, and it, you know, kind of keeps it from bouncing around while you're going down the road. And I think I need to get me one of those and put it on it and keep that from happening again.
At least transfer the load to the trailer, right, and not onto the boat.
You think, I had an old bass boat, and I had one of those on it, you know, for the, you know, kind of help with the transom on it, and I think I need to get me one for the pontoon now.
Another, month or two to get cool enough to do some fishing weather, unless you're doing it at night. And then it's still pretty warm when you get out on the lake.
I've made arrangements to go down Lake Russell in September. End of September. It's been about a week down there. They got cabins with docks, and me and a group of guys, we split the cost of the cabin and go down there and mostly fish at night.
I like to fish at night, but now anymore, once the sun goes down, man, I'm about ready to turn her in. KN4 TFW.
I know what you mean, but yeah, most of the guys I go fishing with, we're retired, so you know, our schedules are such that we don't get worn out during the daytime too much. And like I said, we're planning on spending about a week down there and hope to catch some fish.
You go after a certain kind of fish?
We usually, you know, go for the crappie. Of course, there's Lake Russell's got, you know, they got striper and bass and everything down there, but we usually try for the crappie.
That one there isn't anything better than a good mess of crappie to eat.
That's the case. Well, I'm going to get back to my cup of coffee and get woke up and sun comes up, I'm going to get out there and get busy before it gets too hot. You have a good morning, and don't get overheated at work. Have a good day, and might catch you in here again some morning. KF4NXY, clear on your final.
All right, David, thanks for coming back to my call, and I'll catch you another morning, and definitely get out there and do that work before it gets too hot, and then stay cool in the evening. KN4TFW, 73.
David, KO4HGX. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, good morning, stranger. How you doing?
Doing good. Just got in the car. Relaxing. Didn't do anything. Couldn't get to the radio, so there's no chance of turning it on. So I just sat down and relaxed.
Is this all right? Much on the radio, it was pretty dead last night. Conditions weren't the best. I did zero in on a part from Poland, and I was just about to drop the call on him, and then it just faded out.
Yeah. Group. Yeah, I guess it just happened that way.
Good morning, Andrew. KN4TFW.
How are y'all this morning?
Are open, and I'll leave it at that.
Been up for an hour and a half, so I'm doing good.
Say an hour and a half, not even close.
Hey, Parks on the Air website, if you made a couple of DX parks, you might have that certificate.
Yesterday, I did not see it. So I'm going to have to go back and look and see if it lists the countries, because I know it's got the parks I did, but I don't know if it's got the countries, like the England and the Puerto Rico.
And see if it lists them, and or at least lists how many more you need for the next certificate.
And look, get Patrick started on that soon.
Way to get your radio tuned in and learn it, you know what I mean, because those guys are usually on for a minute or two, and you can work on adjusting it and trying to see. Sometimes I'll sit on one for, 5 or 10 minutes until a signal comes up.
All of them tell you their frequency they're going to be on that website works on the air.
Do they spot, and then the other people spot them and tell you where they are. But, yeah, it's been pretty accurate when it says on the site where they're at.
You'll stumble across people that don't use it. You know, they might be somewhere where they don't have internet and won't spot their cell, but it's rare. I think a lot of people either schedule it ahead of time or do something along those lines.
Get them, do it on the Parks on the Air Facebook page.
And check out that website and see what I can do with it.
He was on last night. He's got an awesome radio, and he was on 10 meters and that. It was just like we're talking right here.
Going to that frequency, and I can't hear squat. I mean, I can hear people responding to him, but I can't hear the park at all. So there was no way I could call out to him. So, I mean, it happens just as well. But, then there's those times where the guys are calling, and you just happen to bust up the pile up, and you get through.
Sorry, I doubled with you in the early part.
I'd be surprised if you go to the website and tune no frequency and you don't hear anything. I mean, been plenty of that lately, or I can only hear the person responding to the part.
That one, he called out, and just about the time I was writing the information down, and he went QRT.
Well, here and there, that'll do it into the evening. Or they'll just be out west, so they're a couple hours behind us. It's still daylight for them. When I was sitting on the back porch Monday, I was scrolling through, and I was hearing a couple of them, and I had another one like that where, he sounded good. I was only on 10 watts, so I was just going to see what happened on that 6100, and he was like, all right, last call. Somebody else jumped in there, and then it was all over with. I'm like, oh, well, there goes that.
times.
Like four calls to activate the park, right?
Ten calls, they can successfully can activate the park. Now, you can get credit, and if they only get five, and that's all they get and they're done, they turn it in, you still get credit. They just don't get credit for activating. So I don't know how many people turn in those logs.
Just get the 10 and that's it. Chairman, I know they got 20 or 30 and I ain't even got in there yet.
Put yourself on the website and you start throwing out your call. It don't take long for them to start jumping on. I mean, I was at 12 before I knew it, and you know, there were still people calling, and that's when I did a couple more, and I think I quit.
If it was 10 and done, or if that's all they tried to get, or if they hung around and tried to get a few more.
I believe they've got hundreds in the same day.
I believe that too. I think a lot of them, you see, where they'll just go activate, and it might just be a time thing. They might just spend 30 minutes doing it, get their 10 contacts or so, and anything above that, and then once they're done, they're done. And I'm sure you got the ones that light the pile up and like working the group.
Judy Smith or Terry Wright or something, they're working 3 to 4 people a minute.
Set up, carry all that stuff in there and set it up for just 10 contacts, and I'm done if it went that quick.
That's Terry Wright's profile. She's got like 200,000 contacts. That's just on the park.
Throw the antenna up real quick, put the radio up, start calling. I mean, you know, a lot of people are using your little portable setups and whatnot. Don't go too fancy with it, but you can go as big as you want or you can go as little as you want and see what you can do.
Two are on it this morning.
Yeah, I noticed that. Have you ever looked at any of those profiles while they're on the parks on the air? I mean, that Terry Wright, she's got like 200,000 contacts just on parks.
But I'm not sure. I know she's got a ton. I figure out how to slim my whole portable pack down to just a radio and antenna, because I want to try to take it with me to scout camp when I go in 2 weeks.
One band antenna.
Halfway you've got doesn't take up a lot of room, does it?
And that's what I'm leaning towards. So the radio and its little case. You know, I got little Motorola radio cases that you get that send you when you order some FRS radios. I've got that my radio sits in. So I'm thinking about throwing antenna in it. I'm just trying to decide on the battery and solar panel, or just take the battery and a regular charger. I'm not sure. We're supposed to have access to electricity, so I could just charge it that way. But that 6100, it'll either run off an external or internal battery.
About that 705 setup I sent you yesterday.
705, but man, it's still a chunk of change, no matter how you look at it. I mean, it's a good radio. I'd love to have one, but holy crap.
A lot of money. But at least you were getting more bang for your buck, because I think the radio itself is like $1,500, isn't it?
Yeah, it's upwards around $1,200-$1,300 easy just for the radio, brand new. I mean, it was a nice setup. It was a good one. It's still a chunk of change. And I mean, that is nice. You get a whole shack in the box, basically, with that little QRP radio.
It's time to make the jump, if y'all are up to it.
I'm monitoring now. KO4CEF, I'll be clear.
Roger that.
KN4TFW, clear.